The Milwaukee office of the FBI announced last week that the volume of cyber threats in Wisconsin is rising. Special Agent in Charge Michael Hensley said businesses and residents are at heightened risk and should be alert for ransomware attacks and email schemes. Our next guest says we can take steps to watch out for cyber attacks and to keep our information safe. Lara Sutherland is Division of Trade and Consumer Protection Administrator for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Lara, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Let's look at a couple of the concerns here. Ransomware, all of us have probably seen it in headlines, might not know what it is. What is ransomware?
So ransomware is a type of malware, and malware is abbreviated for malicious software. And basically what ransomware does is it locks users out of their devices or encrypts their personal data, making it inaccessible. And then it threatens the victim into paying a ransom to unlock it. Sometimes they'll demand money via hard-to-trace cryptocurrencies or through gift cards or wiring. But essentially, it is a way in which scammers or criminals will infect your computer and prevent you from accessing it and then force you to pay them in some form to get access back to your computer.
And then there's email schemes, often called phishing, with a PH, phishing. What is that? What should we be watching out for?
So phishing is very common, and we have gotten over 2,400 complaints related to phishing just in last year alone. And it's a way in which scammers and criminals try to lure us into clicking on links and having this infection happen to our computers. So what you'll see are text messages, emails, where they look very, very sophisticated, maybe from your HR department, maybe from your real estate agent, maybe from your family or your friends, and they contain malicious links in them that you click, and then your computer is then infected. Or they ask you for information that you think might be legitimate, and in fact it's not, and you have been taken advantage of by either giving some individual or entity your social security number, your bank information, or some other personal identifying information.
Now, people might hear about cyber attacks and think, oh, you know, maybe people want to attack government institutions or big businesses or something. They're not going to care about little me or maybe my mom and pop business down the street or whatever. Could you send the message out that, yeah, we're all maybe potential targets here?
Absolutely. On the contrary, phishing and identity theft is increasingly on the rise. The FTC is reporting it rising year after year. And here in Wisconsin, it is our number three complaint at last year, and looking like it will be at the top of the list again this year. And where ID theft typically happens is through these types of attacks, through phishing, through malware, through spyware. And so folks need to be very savvy about paying attention to texts or emails that look a little unusual. And they are, as I say, getting more and more sophisticated. There are entire criminal rings that actually train people how to write an email that it looks compelling. They have an infrastructure now where people are learning how to write in English and learning how to write grammatically correct and learning how to lure you into believing that they are the government or they are your family member or they are your real estate agent, as I say. So if you get an email or a text that looks a little strange, that you're not expecting that kind of information or that request from somebody, use a separate form of information to contact that person. So in other words, if you get an email from your real estate agent, you're surprised that you're getting it, use a number or an email that you know that is accurate. Pick up the phone, call them. Did you send this to me? I bet 90% of the time they didn't. They've been hacked and you've been a victim of a phishing scam.
All right. That's some good prevention technique there for those suspicious emails. What are some other steps we can take to help prevent malware from taking over computers, other kinds of things you commonly run into at the agency?
Well, so folks should really take seriously keeping their computers, their software, their phones, everything up to date. There are a fair amount of ways in which all of these companies are working hard to prevent malware and spyware and phishing attempts because companies are losing money as well. So you have apps on your phone that you should keep up to date. You should keep your antivirus software on your computer up to date. That is one way you can protect yourself. Never, ever give out personal identifying information to someone or an entity that you don't recognize or trust. You know, as I said earlier, really make sure that you can verify where you're getting these requests from. And if you can't, ignore it. Use search engines to verify or check if anyone else has reported a scam. If you get something, do a little research yourself and say, this looks a little bit too good to be true. Go online in your search engine, search within scam or complaint. And oftentimes you'll find out this is a common scam that is going around and that you should be wary of it. You know, if anyone sends you some money, you may not be able to recover it. So absolutely think about when someone is asking you for money, asking you for a gift card, asking you to pay in untraceable ways like cryptocurrency. That is a real sign that you're not engaging with somebody who's legitimate and it's a scam and that you should avoid it.
Now, suppose, Laura, despite our best efforts, it goes wrong. And we know somebody's got our information. They've been able to use our credit card or whatever. Or they're ransoming us now. What do we do?
Well, first of all, you should give the department a call. We have an ID theft team that can help you figure out whether or not your identification has been jeopardized and steps that you can take to protect it, like putting on a credit freeze. Things of that nature, working with your banking institution, your financial institution to help you perhaps shut down accounts or retrieve money that may have been stolen. So definitely give our hotline a call at 1-800-422-7128 and talk to the folks there. You can also get your credit report, and I would encourage you to do that if you think you've been a victim of an identity theft or your bank account or your identity has been jeopardized. I would definitely get your credit report and see if there's any unusual things happening with your credit.
Laura, can you leave us with that number one more time where people can report if they've been hacked?
Absolutely. It's 1-800-422-7128. And you can visit our website at datcp.wi.gov. We have lots of information about ID theft and how to keep yourself safe and some of the information I talked about here today.
Laura, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Laura Sutherland with the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, with us today to help identify potential cyber threats and protect our personal information online.